Okay. So today then we'll do Hakdama to Me'ila. So what is Me'ila? Me'ila is? Say again? Right. If you misuse Hakdash, right, you use Hakdash for your own purposes, for Chulen. Right?
Yeah, and you basically pay back plus a fifth.
Right, so if you pay back Chomesh, you bring a carbon Me'ila, right?
Yeah,
it's the...
Nebuchadnezzar is really a quarter from the original.
Yes, meaning it's an outside fifth, inside fourth, whatever. Right? Me'ila gav, Me'ila bar, you pay, you bring a carbon. Me'ila is the iser to violate Hekdesh. Yes, to misuse Hekdesh. Okay, so... What we're going to try to do is quickly explore the nature of the Isser of Hekdesh using our Sugya. One of the central sources that people look at, not because it's actually the central source on the topic per se, but more because it's in Ksubos and not in Maseches Me'ila, which is a good reason, is the Tosos and Ksubos Daf Lamed Beis. Right, so the Tosos there is in a discussion of Zar Shachal Truma, right? And the Gemara there distinguishes why we don't say Kim Lebidraba Mine by Achilas Truma, and we would by Me'ila. Yes? People got that far? Did people read Tosfos? No. Okay, that's what Tosfos is explaining. So Tosfos says, so what's the difference, right? Truma, we don't say Kim Lebidraba Mine, and we obligate you both in money, right? Both to pay, right? And, right? Right, you don't get out because of Kimler. I mean, hey, that's not true. By Me'ila, you would. So why? So Gemara says like the Tosfos says like this. V'yish lomar, d'shayni shogeg d'truma. Right, when you accidentally eat truma, that's different. Mishum d'tashlum d'day kapara v'lo mamona. Right, the money that you pay back for truma is not a form of payment. It's a form of atonement. You pay not because you actually owe the Kohen money, right? And now he proves it from two different arguments. One is the Imratza Kohen Limchal Eino Yachol Limchal. And if it was a normal monetary payment, so the Kohen should be able to say, I forgive you. You don't have to pay me, right? If I steal from you and you decide that you don't want it back, you're allowed to tell me I don't have to pay back. In Mila, in Truma, rather, you're not allowed to. Mishum de lo have mamon ela kapara. Va'afilu ochel trumas atzmo. And even if you eat your own truma, what would be a case where Yisrael could eat his own truma?
Wait,
what's
simply not saying
that? No, you know, it's usher, but in what case could Yisrael own truma?
Transfer
the
money?
I'm
not
sure
what
you just happened.
No, because then no, where he actually owns it. Not that he hasn't given away, but he actually owns it.
Cohen sells the truma?
The best case is he inherits it from his maternal grandfather. Right? Right? If his mother is an only child, right, or only his sisters, then she inherits from her father. And if her maternal grandfather is a Cohen, right, this is the classic case that is always brought up, right, is if someone inherits truma from his maternal grandfather, there's no issur involved, no nothing. He could own it. If he eats it, though, he's not allowed to. And if I feel ochel trumas atzmo, the logos omidi mishan gabar la atzmo v'chomish l'kohen. He keeps the keren, right? He keeps the actual money, right? The actual value of the truma. But the fifth, he gives to the kohen. L'kach lo shayach kimle b'dirab emine l'fosha mikapara. And therefore, kimle b'dirab emine, which is a din in. What? Onshin. Right? It's a din in Onshin. You can't get punished twice, or Beis Din can't administer a punishment, two punishments for the same act. Right? Those are two different formulations, which I'm sure when Stephen gets to it, you'll get to it, but I'm sure you've noticed that in the Gemara. Right? Yes? Kidei Risha Achat Atamachai Vavitamachai Vamushum Shte Rishayot focuses on Beis Din. Right, and Lo Yihye Ason focuses on the person. Right, those are two. Right, that's part of the classic question: Mekim L'Ravine, is it impossible that a person should receive double punishment, or can Beis Din not administer it? Right, this is the primary question in the bottom Tosfos Lamed Beis. Right, Rav Ashi, if I remember correctly, this is what. Yeah, that is what Rav Targum gave Shiran when I was in high school, and he came to visit Rambam. That was a long time ago. That was 10 years ago. Oh well. Anyways. Well, Karen Vachomish al Hektish Eino Mishum Kapara. But when you pay the payment of Hektish, meaning you violated Mi'ila, you don't, it's not Kapara, Ella Mishalim Mamon Shigazal Hektish. You are paying the money you owe Hektish. Viteida. And you should know the Bitruma Chayev Mishum Kaparahu, below Mishum Kevin the Gully Gully, the Hod Lorovad Lopatra Mimisa Midam the Gunaramine. My time alone, Miftar Ochel Truma's Chametz, because of Avad Mishum Kabaru. And then he continues to prove about Truma. So Tosis makes the following distinction. Right? When I pay Karen Vachomish for eating Truma and I'm not allowed to, that payment is defined halachically as? Come on. Defined as? Josh? You're mouthing it, so. The payment for Truma is considered? Kapara. And the payment for Mi'ila is considered? No, it's. He says it's. No, Mi'ila is. What does he say? Ela Mishal Mamon Shegaz Al Hektish. It's repayment, right? You stole, you pay it back, right? You actually owe Hektish money. Truma, you don't actually owe the Kohen money, right? So Tosis makes the claim here that what is the Isser of Hektish? It is right. Isser Mi'ila Hektish Gezel. It's stealing Minha Hektish. Now, whether I actually steal something, or I violate it, right, I damage it, whatever the case may be. So now, the Nesivos has a famous comment based on this Tosis in the second source. And he notes, how many different types of Hektish are there? General categories.
Six. Divided by three.
Good, there's two, right? What's the most basic distinction in Hektish? There's Kadshe. So that's within Karbanos, but even more basic than that is, what? So that's a type of Kedusha. There's Kadshe Beda Kabayis and Kadshe Mizbeach, right? There's, right, things which are inherently Kadosh and things which are, right, belong to the treasury of Hektish, right? Alternatively, a different distinction, which may be the same thing, may not be, they often overlap, though not always, is, right, Kedushas Aguf versus Kedushas Mamon. Right, things which are intrinsically Kadosh, like a Karban, like a Kli Shares, and things which are only Kadosh because you've donated the money to Hektish, right, like if I take my phone and I give it to Hektish for them to sell, right, it has Kedushas Mamon. Okay? So Nesivos argues that Tosus' claim that Mi'ila is a Isser of Gzela only works, I asked you, if it only applied to which one of these two, which one would it apply to? Right, there's two types of Hektish. That which goes on the Mizbeach, and that which belongs to the treasury of Hektish.
Treasury.
Treasury, right, Kedushas, right, Bedek Abayis. Right, so that's what Nesivos says in source 2. U'mashi ekshev esev ekshev esev achoshin v'hadi yesh ochel achila achaz v'chayv alav arba chatoz v'ashtar v'mer arba ma'isa shabbos v'tziyot v'fif. V'hikcha came in the Rabbi Mune, Pater Megan Rachomish, Pater Nam Yashim, V'Rubsachim. Gamli di Yave Kasher, right? So he brings a question that Tosus won't get into, and he says, I also have this problem. Achrayan lo Kasher Midi. Deha belavachi Kasha. Because there's another problem that would lead me to an answer that will answer everything. Which is the Habitachim Sham Muchach Dalechad Lavar Damim Shu Isra Hana in Vachamish Vasha. We know, sir, Isra Hana who come Chamish Vlavar Dam who. Right, because in certain sense, what you're damaging here doesn't have value. So Achachilukum Avor, but the difference is clear. Dishani Hache Hasam Bipsachim, the Kedushas Damim. The case that in Psachim, again, we won't get into the details, is a case of Kedushas Damim. Umiila de Karen Vachomish Humishum Exelas Hektish. So if you're doing Mi'ila with something that is part of the treasury of Hektish, it is Gezel. It's fundamentally it's Gezel. K'moshu kasuat tosos, b'ksuvus daf lamed, zar shachol truma. Mishum hachi b'inan shebar damim. That's why, in order to be chayev Mi'ila on something that belongs to the treasury, what's it? One prerequisite? It has to legally be defined as money. And if something legally has no value, so you can't be Moel if it belongs to Bedek Abayis. Right? Why? Again, spout the obvious. Right? Because if stealing, if Mi'ila from Bedek Abayis is a form of theft, in order to steal something, it has to have value. Right? So he says that the Tosus is Tosas' claim only applies to Kedushas Bedek Avayis, Kedushas Damim. Masha Enkin Hacha Mayri, but Kedushas Aguf, as opposed to Kedushas Aguf, to Me'ila Didal Lotalia Bedamim Klal. Because that is not about stealing, and therefore it doesn't matter whether it has value. Ulufiza gam kusha zu lo kasha tasam biksubos sham kasha shuma chayv ap kim le ramine the shlumin dam shum kapara ma shengim kam chom shel hektish shum shum kapara rak shum gezel hektish ze shach dush damim av dush ze gof chayv af yob makam dabar damim vaday de lav mishum gezel hektish hu rak mishum kapara kamo truma. So he says kedushas bedek habayis is gzela, kedushas Haguf, Kitch Kache Mizbeach, again, he conflates them here. What is the nature of the Isser Mila? Not theft, right? Only Kedusha Bedek Habayis, right? That would belong to the treasury of Hektish, right? I donate $50 to Hektish. That is Kedusha's Damim, only the value is Kadosh. But if I damage, let's say, a carbon or a klishare, something that is Kedusha's Haguf, so then, when I pay it back, I'm not stealing. I didn't steal from Ektish. Right? I violated, presumably, an Isser Hana'a. Right? Normal Isser Hana'a, like anything else, like an Isser to be Nana from Avodah Zarah, to be Nana from Basar B'chalav. And therefore, when I pay back, it's not a repayment. It's Kapara like Truma. Yes? With me so far? Right, so Tosis, yes?
Yeah.
Good? Okay. Now, where... where does he get this distinction? So one place is source 3 and 4. Right? The Gemara in Bava Kama Devayin Vav, when dealing with the case of Dalad Vehe, of when you are chayev for to pay 4 or 5 times for stealing. So he says, right, what when do you pay 4 or 5 times? If you sell that which you stole. So the Gemara there says that Machu Lehedyot, if you sold it not to Hektish, your chayav dalad vehe, because meikara tara of deruvein vahashta tara deshimam. Because when I originally, the ox belonged to Ruvein, and now I sold it, and now it belonged to Shimam. But machar l'shamayim, if I sold it to heaven, meaning I was makdashit, meikara tara deruvein vahashta tara deruvein, it's not considered a sale because... correct. Meaning, when you give something to Hektish, does Hektish own it?
Yeah.
No. Right? I stole it from Ruvain, gave it to Hektish. It's not considered a sale because it was Ruvain's, it is Ruvain's. But it's now Kadosh. But it doesn't matter because Hashtatar Ruvain, right? Because Hektish doesn't own it. 3 blot later, Ayin Tes, my time of Tvacho Macharo, Mamachir Dlo Esher Dlava Yede Acher, of Tvicha Ayede Acher Mechae, Vashmin and Sefa, Ganav Hektish, Mali Machar Lehediot, Mali Machar Leshamayim. 3 blot later, the Gemara says, it's not true. You're Chayev Dalad Vehe, even if you're Makdish it, because selling it to Hektish is equivalent to selling it to.
Random guy.
So, you see that in one place of the Gemara assumes that Hektish owns things, and therefore if I makdish it, it's equivalent to selling it to anybody else. And in one place it says not that way. So the Nesiva says very simple. Right? There's 2 types of Me'ila. There's 2 types of ownership of Hektish. If something is Dush's Domim, Bez HaMikdash owns its value, it actually owns it. And therefore being makdish it Levetik Abayis is a sale. Right? Is like any other acquisition. If, on the other hand, I makdish something, Mizbeach, I makdish kedushas aguf, so it just has kedusha. There's iser hana'a, but Hektish doesn't own it, and therefore it's not considered a sale. Yeah, Alex.
So on the kedusha side of Hektish, let's say you had the intent to steal something. Let's say you walked up to Mizbeach and you took a piece of meat. So you had the intention of gezel, but it also had kedusha. Does that make a difference?
No. No, because it's not. It's right. It's a totally different type of iser. Right. It's just. It's not about intent. It's about what were you doing. Right. If I was taking something which is from the Mizbeach, right, the relationship that Hektish has with it is one of Kedusha, is one of Isser, not one of monetary ownership, as opposed to that which belongs to the treasury. Yeah.
By Makdish and Kedusha, Goethe will still own it, right?
Yes.
So you own something that's valueless?
Not necessarily valueless, but you can own something that you have no rights to.
So if then someone would steal it from him, he wouldn't have to pay him anything because... nah,
well,
money.
Right, or you might have to, and somewhat it might be a Tovas Hana'a. It's not exactly clear. If you see at the bottom where I gave you Le'yeter Iyun, right, Rav Dani deals with these types of questions, right? I'm giving you Mamish Mamish Askira, and if you want a very, very rigorous analysis of it, I gave you four articles, I think, where you can read that summarize the sugyas. Milas are very complicated. Limud, I did this. I did it with Rucham Tzin, my Shana, Shana Bet Zman Kayetz. I went to the Kol Gavoa Shirim, but it's a complicated limud. I'm mamish giving you skira. Okay, now Reb Chaim is quoted as having a similar distinction to that in the Nesivos, but not exactly the same. The Nesiva said there's two types of Mi'ila. There's Mi'ila, which is Gezel, and Mi'ila, which is an Isser Hana'a, right? Which is a Pigiyah and an Isser Hana'a. Reb Chaim is also in the Meshech Chachma. I just put the Meshech Chachma for the very simple reason it's on Bar-Ilan, but it's also in the Grid, it's in Reb Chaim, right? Reb Chaim is quoted different ways in different places. Reb Chashmuel quotes him differently, but this is how he's quoted by the Grid, that there are two types of ownership of hektish, namely v'imgol yigalenu ad loksev hamaktish near mishum to hektish bedek abayis halo kvar yatsa lagamri shos hamaktish ve'ein lo bashum schos yoser me'acher. Right, that if it belongs to bedek abayis, hektish owns it, you don't. And then he goes on to say, and right, zed v'lochein tar the ruvein mikri, and that's why it's still aval kachim is beach adain hu habaylim v'lochein chalav hektish ilui, but kachim is beach, you still own it. There's just an Isra Hana'a, and its relationship to the Hekdesh is not one of ownership. L'chein Tara de Ruvain Mikri, right? So he makes the distinction I just made in the two Gemaras in Bava Kamma. Now, the Nesivos technically didn't make a claim about two different types of Hekdesh. He made a claim about two different types of Mi'ila. Reb Chaim makes a claim about two different types of Hekdesh, right? Now, is it possible that Reb Chaim is right and the Nesivos is not? Namely, could you say that it's true that there's two types of hektish? Namely, there's hektish that belongs to hektish monetarily, that which belongs to the treasury, to bedek abayis, and there are things that only relate to hektish on a certain level, but mi'ila, there aren't two types of mi'ila.
Yeah.
Yes, right? So Rav Aaron points out that there's a good raya for this. If you look at source 6, 6 is the first Mishnah in Perek Dalet of Mi'ila. They cut Shem is Bech, Mitzdarfin Zem Zele Mi'ila, Ulechayev Alem Mishon Pigal Noser Vetame. Cut Shem Vedig Abayas, Mitzdarfin Zem Zem Zem, cut Shem Hamizbeach, the cut Shem Vedig Abayas, Mitzdarfin Zem Zem Mi'ila. The Mishnah says explicitly that if I, right, in order to be Chayev Mi'ila, I need to violate a Shava Pruta worth of things that belong to Hektish. So the Mishnah says, let's say I damage half a pruta that belongs to Bedek Abayis and half that belongs to the Mizbeach. So the Mishnah says, they're Mitzdarev. Now, according to the Nesivos, does that make any sense? Right? If there are two totally different types of Mi'ila, can they be Mitzdarev? No. Right? So Rav Aaron points this out, as does Rosh Weiss, and he points out, so then what is Mi'ila? So he suggests something very different. If you look at this is the beginning of the fifth parak of Mi'ila. Next source. So the Gemara says, Hanam and Hektish have approved to Apopi Shalom Pagam. Right? This is the Mishnah that describes what Mi'ila is. So if you look, skip the Mishnah, go to the Gemara. The Gemara then says, what is Mi'ila? Ki timol ma'al, ein ma'al ela shinui. The Gemara says it very explicitly. What is Mi'ila? Mi'ila is shinui, meaning shinui ye'ud. You change something from its purpose. It had one purpose, and you misappropriated it. And it proves it from v'cheinu omer ish ki tiste ishto umala bo ma'al. What pasuk is that, Natanel?
You got pasuk to Sota one, didn't
you? Good, from Sota, right? Tiste ishto. What does that mean? Does that anything to do with Mi'ila? No. What does it mean? She.
Stupid.
She changed. She slept with somebody else. Right? The Gemara, right? There's a famous Tshuva's Marik, Tshuva Kuf Samach Zayin, where the Marik says that let's say someone was Omer's mutter. She thought it was mutter to commit adultery. Is she usher to her husband or not? So he says, yes. Because it's not about Isurin. It's about did she violate the relationship. Right? Because the Pasuk doesn't say, Kitimol Ma'al Bahashem. It's, right, umala bo ma'al. Tisteishto umala bo ma'al. She changed and therefore violated her relationship with her husband. Right? It's about the change. It's not about isurim. It's not about, did I do something wrong? Fundamentally, it's about change, about misappropriation. Similarly, va'omer, va'yimalu b'elohei avoseihem, v'iznu acharei ha'ba'alim. Va'yavod azara, va'yimalu b'elohei avoseihem, they transgressed by misappropriating, by serving something they weren't supposed to serve. So Rav Aaron says, well, maybe Reb Chaim's right that there's two types of hektish, meaning hektish, bedek abayis, is under the monetary ownership of hektish, and Kachi Mizbech are not. It's only an Isser Hanna'ah, and it's still fundamentally owned by the Baal HaKarban. But there's only one type of Me'ila, because Me'ila is about misappropriation. Now it happens to be that because Bet HaKabayis is owned by Hekdesh, right, the way I misappropriate it is in a way that looks like Zela. And by Kachi Mizbech, which Hekdesh doesn't own, when I misappropriate it, I do it by not using it as a karban. Right? So it looks like I'm violating Isser Hanah, not stealing. But fundamentally, the Isser is neither stealing nor an Isser Hanah. It's shinui, it's misappropriation. And therefore, if I misappropriated two different types of hektish in different ways, at the end of the day, I was still pogeya in hektish in a full shavar pruta. Right? So to quickly summarize just the main, really, really, really basics here of Mi'ila, right? What you need to know is there's two types of hektish, right? Chaim says that, that's pretty clear, comes out of the Gemara in Bava Kama, right? That their hektish bedek habayis, that which belongs to bedek habayis, is owned monetarily by hektish. That which is bizbeach, the bailim own. Agav, why do the bailim need to own it? Right? Why, when I makdish a carbon, does it make sense to say that hektish doesn't own it, I own it? Because?
Tell me, makdish isn't yours.
Well, I wasn't. I started when it was mine. More importantly, I need to own it when? When it goes on the Mizbeach. I makdish a karban chatas. It goes on the Mizbeach. Do I need to own it? Of course. It's for me. What's the reason that Hekdesh owns it? Quote unquote. It doesn't own it. It has a yiud. It has a destination. It has to go to the Mizbeach. But it's fundamentally mine being bought for me. So that is almost definitely true. Though there are those who challenge it. Again, I put the sources at the end. But Me'ila, on the other hand, does the two different types of Hekdesh translate into two different types of Me'ila? So Nesivos claims that it does. He claims that stealing from Bedek HaBayis is stealing. Violating Kachi Mizbech is not stealing, it's an Isser Hanah. But that doesn't necessarily work, and it doesn't work with the fact that they're Mitzarev. So therefore, Rav Aaron claims, Rav Asher Weiss also claims, is that no, Me'ila is fundamentally Shinui, it's misappropriation. There are two different ways of doing it, depending on how it relates to Hekdesh, but at the end, the Yesod of Me'ila is one, and that's why they can be Mitzarev, even though the type of Hekdesh are different. Now, parenthetically, you should know that, right, Rav Aaron isn't the first person to notice this problem. Rav Chaim also noticed it. Rav Chaim came to a radically different conclusion from Rav Aaron, and he rejects the Nesivos in two, and he takes Tosos in source one, Kipshuto, and says, all of Me'ila is identical. It's all Gzela. And despite the fact that Rav Chaim's own distinction, at least as understood by the Griz, right, would lead you to believe that only Kachay Bedek HaBayis can be Gzela, Rav Chaim himself says that's not true. Rav Chaim says that all Me'ila is Gzela because they have to be equivalent. Right? Once you say they're Mitztarev, he also proves it from the fact that what is the shear for Me'ila? Shavapruta. Shavapruta is monetary. Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger correctly points out that Tosfos thinks this is not necessarily true. Tosfos entertains the possibility that in certain circumstances, the Isser would not be Shavapruta, the shear would not be Shavapruta, it would be Kizayas, which would imply Kizayas is not a monetary Isser, it's an Isser Achila, it's an Isser Hana'a, like other cases of Isser Hana'a. Of course, there are people who go in the opposite direction, think it's always an Isser Hana'a. There are a million sugyas you have to deal with in Me'ila to figure out whether this is true. You have to deal with a sugya called Hekdesh Ilui, right? Because it's Ilui, where you actually change Hekdesh within the categories, where it works in some directions, doesn't work in others. There are sugyas about in Chulin, for example, in Kofal Meches, Kofal Metes, where I deal with the case of a Tarnagola Shemarad, right? If Hekdesh owned a chicken and it ran away, right? Does the fact that it's no longer in the control of Hekdesh mean that it loses its ownership? For a human being, it would. Right? If I totally lose the ownership of property, there's something called Yeyosh, there's something called Zutra Shalayam, right? It runs away, I automatically lose my property. The Gemara there, right, deals with the question, would that be true by Hekdesh? Again, the same question. Is the ownership of Hekdesh the same? How you have to deal with the question, how does Ami Rasul Agava commit to Rasul Hedjot work? How is it that I don't need a Maisa Kinyan to Hekdesh? Right? If it's normal ownership, I would assume that you need a normal Maisa Kinyan, which you don't have, right? In general, Amir doesn't work. The Me'iri, though, for example, in Kedushin Chav Ches, quoting based on how he understands the Yerushalmi in two places, says that Amirasa L'Gavok and Sarasa L'Hedyot works through a Kinyan Chatzar of God. God owns the whole world. So, right, Memela is a normal Kinyan Mammon, right? But again, these are all questions you have to deal with. This was really just the Yesod. So again, there's two types of Hekdesh. What? Say again. So the Gemara says that you do not, Hektish doesn't loan ownership because Hashem owns the law, because God owns the whole world, so it's still within his chatzer. So it's a chatzer amishtameres. What? Oh, the Meiri's Kiddush is taking it and formalizing this as a Kenyan Chatzir. Pashtus, that's not what the Meiri means. What the Yerushalmi means. Pashtus, what the Yerushalmi means is that everything is owned by God at some level, so all I need to do is pull back Rishos. I don't need a Maisa Kenyan at all. Right? All I need is to remove my Rishos, and the Mela God does. It's not a Maisa Kenyan to God, it's a removal of mine. Rav Aharon was moja to me on this. This was a machlokas I had with the Ruach Lentzin at some point, where he was eventually moja that I probably read it right, and therefore that this explains a Shita in Beishamai and Tmura, but I'm not going to explain that now, but I can explain it to you later, but it's a little bit more complicated. But again, two types of hektish. One which seems to be owned by hektish, one which is just an Isser Hana, there's just a Yi'ud, a destination for hektish. The Nesivos translate this into two types of Mi'ila, stealing an Isser Hana. The problem is that they're mitzarif, so it seems not to be the case that there are two different types of me'ila. Reb Chaim solves it by saying everything is gzela. Reb Aharon and Rasha Weiss solve it by saying no, really it's about shinui, it's about misappropriation, which you can do in different ways. I put at the end different articles that flesh out these issues, see whether they're actually true, limit some of the claims that I made here, but this is really just the ABCs of Maseches Me'ila, Ve'od Chazon, Lamoed.